Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about accounts and keys. Accounts are basically a way of representing users. Just like we have accounts in banks, generally represented by account numbers or IBANs, we have accounts in blockchains too. But in a blockchain, an account is basically a representation of a user's public key. Now let's first talk about keys. So recall from the transactions and signing episode of the podcast that the transactions are signed by the users and signing is done using public key cryptography. So let's talk about public key cryptography for a second. I will keep things very simple because I don't want to go into the details of this, but let's just simply say that in public key cryptography, a user is represented by two keys. Now, these keys are essentially random strings derived using a mathematical function, and they are associated with each other using logic. Some functions use a logic of prime numbers, the others use logic of point on a function curve. But let's not go into those details. The main idea here is that these are two random strings associated with each other. One is used as a public key, which is shared on the blockchain along with the transaction. And the other one is used as a private or secret key, which is used to sign the transactions. Now, like I mentioned in the signing episode, using these keys, the user can simply associate their identity with their transactions by signing them. And the public key shared on the blockchain along with the transaction is then used to verify the signature of this transaction. And the transaction is then validated and executed on the blockchain. So that was in brief about public key cryptography and how it is used in signing. There are more details in the signing episode, like I mentioned. Now let's go to accounts. So account is basically the representation of this public key of the user. Now there are different blockchains out there which use different kind of ways of representing accounts. But generally this is more like a hash of the public key of the user. And this is done to make things a little more compact and easy to use. Now, basically, just like there are account numbers in bank used to hold balances, in blockchains also, these accounts, which are basically representation of public keys, they are used to hold balances of cryptocurrencies or tokens on the blockchain. Users can then basically spend these balances by sending them from their account to somebody else's account by signing a transaction with the associated private key of this account. If you are spending balance from account A and you are using a private key of account B, then it wouldn't work. You have to use the same private key. I think this goes without saying. So essentially, you need an account to hold a balance on a blockchain and you need its private key to spend that balance. If you don't have an account, then you cannot hold any balance on a blockchain and you cannot spend it either because transactions must be signed using an account. And the only way to spend balance is using transactions. Now, how to get an account? As compared to getting a bank account, the process of getting a blockchain account is much more easier and simpler. All you have to do is use any recommended library or software to generate these key pairs like public key and private key. And each and every blockchain network has their supported software libraries for creation of accounts and keys. You can even use security measures like passwords or random seeds or something like that to protect your account from unauthorized access. Because a lot of times cryptocurrencies have a lot of value and people like to keep their accounts protected so that nobody can take their tokens. Alright, so that was about accounts and keys. What is public key cryptography in a very basic language and how accounts are used on a blockchain. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episodes. And please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. Ciao.